All right, welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you, BBS Radio, for putting on another show for me. You guys are heroes in so many ways. Think about all the people that get to publish their opinions, their way of seeing life. It's just amazing how much courage BBS Radio has to just let anybody get on here and chat it up. All right, welcome to PRQ Homesteading. PRQ Homesteading is this hour. Be taking calls all hour long. Any progress reports, any opportunities you see for us. While I wait for the lines to populate, I'll remind you that go to forthepeople.space for maybe a different way of looking at things and get up to speed. And I'm here to tell you that disclosure is over. You're done. You know it all now. Now you get to play with it. Get to decide how you want to play here in our dimensional reality. Before we get going on the calls, thank you so much for calling in, by the way. I'm very proud to get to touch you any way I can in helping your life be more peaceful. Before we get going here, I would remind you that on BBS Radio, PRQ Homesteading, there is the dashboard where you can find all the links for the web pages. And the PDF, the four steps to getting yourself free on your own land. I'd also like to endorse the people at gnarlo.org. They're an incredible tool. And by no means do I ever want to contradict what they're doing. But I do endorse that they know how to deal with government taking too much control of at least positioning you where the government is not, pick a government, is not going to take away your rights on your own land and embarrass you on your own land. And so it's a good read. It's way better than anything I've published, and I owe them so much. For education alone and getting to test out and process the homestead rights that we were given. And again, that web page is gnarlo, gnarlo.org. Should be able to find it pretty good. Brave people there. They've had to do a lot of interesting things, I'm sure. All right, let's see if anybody wants to chat today. All right. Today, call started. No one wants to talk to me yet. Okay, I'm cool. Now, last week, timelines after this show, I was asked to talk about psionics, psychic attacks, and how and why and where they come from. And I'll give you a couple humans that you can't tell I'll give a couple hints at how you can test and prove when you're talking to a human that there might be something else animating that being, controversial as it might be. I'll show you why they do it, how they do it. And they'll be very famous people too. Anyway, I'll show you a couple that are hiding in clear sight on timelines. Thank you so much. Troy from California, I believe this is our first one. Troy from California, in service to all, it's exciting to discover. Troy from California, I believe is on line 4. Troy, are you there? Troy. Must be from Rome. Troy, yeah.
Yeah.
No, Troy.
Where you said, there is no time, there is no thinking. I've noticed that there is no time unless you're thinking. So there's a process that I am discovering over and over again. Mm-hmm. That if I'm looking for the discovery, it's completely different to experience than if I'm looking for answers. It's like
I knew you were going to call today, too. It's so awesome.
Okay. What I find is that when you're discovering, it's like being a kid and you're hanging out with the people that you love. Mm-hmm. Answers are not so exciting. It's like a never-ending saga when you're in the process of a discovery, everything is playing its way out. You're picking things up and then you're dropping it. You're picking it up again and you're dropping it. But the discovery is not an answer. It's more of an experience. That's where I was trying to come up with what was going to be important today. Not that the answer is important, but what I'm actually doing and who I'm doing it with. So, asking without thinking, that's like an internal. An asking is outside, or an asking is inside. They feel completely different. So when I come to you and say, can I have your suggestion, please? I'm looking at it completely different now, because I am going to either receive an answer or I'm going to discover something that I'm really looking for. So I'm looking at the way I connect to the question so that I'm discovering with you and with the people with me. I still want the answer, because eventually you have to get off the toilet, you know? So the point is, it's like I'm looking at doing this with you this morning because I do have things I want to answer, but I'm noticing the experience in my thinking and time combined together ends up putting the homestead and the timeline almost at the same time.
Wow. That was so much help to me. That was just brilliant. May I ask you a question?
Please.
When we deliberate, if you want to use homesteading as a topic or otherwise, when we deliberate with ourselves, what you explained to me is you can go ahead and examine the information and, with me and or other people, but you're able to just erase the chalkboard again and again and again, and you don't hang on. What I got from your summary there was, I don't hang on to everything I deliberated over or examined. I just go on to the next advance, the next advance, the next advance with great excitement. Is that fair to say?
Yes. In extremely short terms, you would say, pick it up and drop it. Pick it up and drop it. And it doesn't take a particular amount of time, but I notice it usually takes days for me because I'm dealing with all of the emotion that's tied into my answers. Mm-hmm. The discovery is not my answers. The answer is yes. You got to figure out which foot to use next, because otherwise you'll fall down. So the discovery is, hey, let's do this together also, because I really like you.
Yeah, that's what's so unique here. Is to have, so in most cases, memory is counterproductive because we're just creating constantly. So why, for me, the best I could do, and you know, Ron gave me a lot of help too, Amatron, is we really only need to remember where our car keys are and, you know, how to get dressed. Other than that, we're always in motion going forward. So that you did a great job of summarizing that for me. How's George doing? But how's George doing?
One more time? Oh, I haven't heard from him in a while, but that's okay. I actually got to experience, the fact that he responded so beautifully. That was really cool. I've had both kinds of experiences that are really great, and they're like, are you kidding me? Like, really, you're going to do that? So,
right. Looks like you're feeling a little better, huh?
Well, yeah. Can I point to the question, and can we play out how we would process that with what I just described to you.
Well, thank you so much. That's a great honor to receive such a high quality inquiry and request. I'll explain what we're typically like not in these bodies would be my best answer. What's so normal for us is to live a very, 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 very long time in synchronicity with each and every one of us. So our heart and our decision-making process doesn't have any unnecessary urgency. You're never late and you're never on time. And so the flow of synchronicity isn't always appreciated here because the duality, there's a lot of construction of duality. And it's not to keep kicking this horse over and over again, but because the emotions that we have, it's a very emotional planet, and there were psionically so overpowering. We can get a radio reception through our head that stimulates the emotion and the unnecessary urgencies in many cases. So when we're not in this type of body, we couldn't even imagine dreaming this conversation. It wouldn't make sense to us because we have so much knowledge around synchronicity and decision-making process that is unbelievably spontaneous and true every single time, participating with others just like us. So that's how I would answer that. This is all very foreign to have emotions that are reactive, very foreign.
It appears so far that if I can lessen and lessen my thinking, I'm actually canceling time.
100%. Perfect.
Yeah.
We play with it all the time. So when time flies when you're having fun is obviously a true statement because you're creating time. So we're all time travelers. We're all multidimensional time travelers. And so when we would favor a decision that is very exciting to us, that is going to be the backbone for time management for sure.
So with this, I would ask, whom can you suggest to me that I would be able to actually discuss and discover? I picked those two words importantly, discuss and discover this California pre-foreclosure stuff.
I have the right person for you, and she's in Arizona right now.
Sweet.
And I'd have to get back to you if she can set up, if she's going to come back through your way or not, because she is going to go north here in a couple weeks, and she's always constantly traveling. But I don't have permission to say your name on the air. Sorry about that. But let's just keep some dialogue going, and I'll put you in front of her.
I will send you an email to reconfirm what we said, and you'll have something to reference.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Yeah, good morning.
Good day to you. All right. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call, Troy. That was amazing. And very astute attention. When this person gives you their attention, they really are. And that's what's so magnificent about taking care with all of us. Thank you so much for that call. I always look forward to hearing those kind of questions. Teresa from New York wants to know if any of the counties in New York has recorded any of the documents related to homesteading. Teresa, are you there?
Hello, hello.
Hello,
thank
hello.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling me.
it's a pleasure.
It is an honor to feel frequency. I love feeling frequency. What are you playing with today?
we've run into a bit of resistance here in Onondaga County in upstate. We've run into a bit of resistance to record. First we were told okay, and now it's kind of radio silence.
Tell me the county again, I'm sorry.
Onondaga.
Yep, okay. And very good. Go ahead.
But it seems to me that if I can, I've spoken to the county attorney, and I've advised him that this has been done in other counties in the state of New York. But if I had if you knew of a specific county, I could give him that further information and hopefully loosen the reins.
Right in the recording office for Woodstock, Kingston, Syracuse, all three have homesteads there. I know that for a fact.
Onondaga is Syracuse is Onondaga. Really? Okay.
Yeah, you just got to get a copy of one of them. It would be, I think it was my last opinion we talked about this, but
yeah.
If we could, okay, so the other one would be, let's see, I don't have a New York file open here. Why don't you go, you can also, I believe it's just as valuable in another state. So if you had one from New Hampshire, Delaware, anywhere around you there, how come they can do it? We can't. It starts that dialogue.
Right.
Now, can I ask you to call your attorney general as well?
I would love to. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And just have a nice conversation with the attorney general there. Should get an earful. You should get nice people there. They're very careful what they say. And then if you take one of the steps of the homesteading, so let's look at, if you go on the tool that I would use when you're going on BBS Radio's front banner there for PRQ homesteading. Let me just test it out real quick. The way you speak to these people has to get a little creative. And you see, my suggestion for everyone is really to walk the talk. And that's why I've been very careful not to tell you exactly what to do, but at the same time, showing you how to get there. So when you drill into the PDF on the webpage there, if I can get in there, the tool that you have there is the implied license. Okay, so when you look at USC Title 18, Section 241, 242, you need to be able to speak to it with great care. And the revocation of implied license and the case law under the 10th Circuit case law you have there, so that document is the no trespassing signposting notice. Okay, so if you get good at reading and understanding the case law in there, plus others, you can go to NARLO and get all the case law you want. You now put, it's not that you have to turn into a lawyer and be able to beat them at their own game. It's really that, okay, so you do not honor federal law and you cite the case law. How come? So all you want is a how come. And that's when the game starts changing because you're putting them on record. They're public servants. So you won't do this because why? That's all you're doing is don't, we don't want to argue with these people because they forgot that we live in the country of the United States. We just want to how come.
Okay.
So that's
was
my
the last message. Okay.
Yeah. So understanding revocation of implied license is my suggestion. We all become experts at it and ask how come I can't file. So it's usually what you're going to find is an uneducated clerk system, uneducated lawyer who doesn't have an opinion, really. You still there? You still got me?
Still here. Yep.
Very good. I broke free there. Anyway, I think it's just semantics. You just have to maybe speak a little different and to a couple of other people and just say, just tell me how come, because everybody else in the country is doing it. Thank you so much for your call. Please keep calling though. So I want to keep up on this. New York is very prominent. Thank you so much for your call. All right, BBS. Let's see what else we have. Yeah, New York is quite a fun one. We get this done in New York. 49 are going to fall right into place, aren't they? So obviously we're making headway in Arizona. Arizona people, forgot to give you a shout out. We're looking at you this next couple of weeks as we roll through Arizona and California and so forth. Salt Lake City, I got my eyes on you too. So we have some access there. Anyway, New York is obviously a very powerful place for us to proof this. All right, Jacob from Florida, line four. Someone stole their property. What? How can you steal property? Jacob, tell me, what's going on?
Yes. Hi, Q. Thank you. This is Manfred.
Hey, Jacob.
Manfred Jacob. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, hey, you guys tried to get in last week. I'm so sorry I couldn't get back to you. Thank you so much for calling back.
Yes. I have.
How are you feeling?
I'm devastated. They stole the property. They changed the deed, and forced me out. And I'm in danger of my life. And I need some help. We did send you the email and the property address at the beginning of the year to get the patent, and we haven't heard, and the Bureau of Land Management could not find the properties that we requested. And the question is now is, did you receive them, and were you able to do something about it?
Okay, so Manfred, thank you so much. Okay, Manfred, when we sort these, we always go by county. Can you remind me the county again?
It's the Marion County in Florida.
Okay, so what was your response when you went to Bureau of Land Management, and what level of BLM did you go to?
Well, when we asked for the patents, and we got several patents from the territory, but our individual patents were not included in the patent. So the three that we requested from the Bureau of Land Management, all our property were not included in the rest of the territory.
Okay, so how big is the area you live on? How big is that area?
Well, my area is 128 acres.
Okay, and how much of the 128 acres is not identified with BLM?
We can't find any of it on BLM.
Okay, good. What I would do, okay, so when you query their dashboard, their software, is that what you mean? You can't find reference to your property? Or is it when you're talking to someone?
Hi, Q. This is Lee. I can explain this to you.
Okay.
When I go onto the BLM website and pull up the section, township, and range that his property is supposed to be in, there is not a patent available that contains his property in that at all. We have contacted BLM and requested it, but we have not received anything.
Okay, so are you under the opinion BLM is unresponsive or being elusive?
Elusive.
Okay, that's what I was wanting to confirm. Okay, so the people listening right now that are watching our progress will get right on this, all right?
Thank you.
In your summary that Manfred sent to me, um, I see one phone number. Is there a second phone number by chance?
Mine is 423.
Hey, you're going to have a million people calling you if you spit this out right now.
Oh, all right.
Just send it in by email. You're gonna have a lot of fans calling you. So.
Oh, yeah. So mine is the 423 number. His is the 516 number.
Okay, got it. 5-6. All right. Well, I'll get a call out to you guys very soon. But the individual who's on top of stuff like this is going to get on to it Monday morning, no problem.
That's wonderful.
I assure you, we can change this real quick. So that whole area should have. There's pockets over on the inside of. Let's see. It's pretty well established Bureau of Land Management territory. So this one's going to be fun for me too. I want to look at this one. So it looks like somebody doesn't want to do their job. This is where I'm at. And help Manfred out. All right, yeah, give us a couple of days. We'll get back to you. Any other questions?
I wanted to explain to you how this farm was stolen. This is
Lee
again.
Yeah, go ahead.
So Manfred had his property in what he thought was a nonprofit that the thieves were a part of. So I am the one that's taking the process of going through creating the documents so that we can acknowledge and accept the deed, et cetera, and so forth. Realized the first thing we needed to do was quit claim this deed back into Manfred's name alone. When I did that, the way our county works, they take the original from you and they mail it back to you. These people went into his private mailbox and took that deed and created a new page one claiming that our quitclaim deed was fraudulent, and then the three thieves with three witnesses signed that document, but they did not create a document according to the requirements of our county recorder to begin with, and the notary only put her seal on it and signed it one time. Here in Marion County, every single signature must be notarized, must indicate if it's personally known. Oh, I already told him they wrote fraud on it. They wrote fraud on the first page that quit claim that I drew up was a fraudulent deed, but it is not.
So Tom and I have brought Manfred to our home. Because he is homeless, they took everything, his house, his vehicle, his trailer, everything he owned. And he was just creating a humanitarian project.
Yeah, okay. All right, so again, it is really valuable to make friends with your attorney general. And because they're liable for situations like this. So if your systems are breaking down, as you've explained, based on the words you've given me, you can still process your homestead, no problem. And or quick claim it back to yourself and then write up your revocable paper. So you can go, because you're looking for succession to the homestead. So I know this is very emotional where you guys are at right now, but it's easily solved once you prove succession to the homestead. So quitclaim deeds of trust have nothing to do with federal patented land. I know it's real exciting for these people to understand county laws and rules and regs. Has nothing to do with federal laws. So just because you may have lost one little fight here, be positive in that this is a marathon to doing it right, because you can't take away federally patented land. So just be real positive here. Even if there's a little lull in the storm, be very positive and know that I'll get you some help here. Because if you are in possession of land, people can't remove you if it's truly federally patented land. So now getting used to defending ourselves is really what we're talking about. Why would someone remove Manford? Well, we just didn't do a thorough job defending ourselves. But let's give this a day or so, and I'll get a call into you guys, and we'll sort this out.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you. Yeah. So let's go off air on this one, so we can work together here in this next coming days. And I thank you for your call, and I appreciate every time you call in.
Love you.
Oh, we love you.
Thank you.
Thank you. My love to you. All right. Who's calling from Louisiana on line six? Update on the original patents. Q from Louisiana on line six. Update on the original patents. BBS, you got that one? Louisiana.
Hello.
Louisiana. Hello.
Hey, Q. Oh, hi, Q. This is Q. This past Monday, I received 7 original land patents on a state park. I originally started on my own land, and I couldn't find my land patent. So I tried to help my friend at home study, and her land doesn't have any original land patent either. So I said, okay, I just moved to the state park. And yesterday, one of my friends sent me some documents. She told me that's probably the reason why my land and my friend's farm doesn't have the original land patent. That's because of the treaty happened in 1836. That was I tried to say that correctly. Yahiel Brooks and the Cattle Treaty. So my land and my friend's farm, very possible, was Native Indian Reserve. So that's the reason we couldn't find the patent for myself and my friend. So I moved down to the state park. Now I received the 7. I tell you why I wanted to do the state park, because my idea is I don't want to live alone on 160 acres. So I like the idea. Especially after I read the book, The Ringing Cedar from Russia, Anastasia, the picture, they have those eco villages. So I think if I can turn all the state parks into eco villages, so I can, because the existing infrastructures, water, everything, and cabin and camping set, I can move people who have the same belief into that park, that area, to start our own little 5D bubble living. So I wanted to know what you think about this idea. If you or support this idea, I probably will go ahead and order more the land patents on the more state parks.
Yes, great question. We've looked a lot of opportunities here. Great, great question. Thank you so much. So, the state most of the states in America have done a very good job of annealing their rights to own federal land and then declare it a state park, state property, etc. So, when you start looking at state representation for federal land, in our experience so far, they're really good at defending that it's state land and it's theirs. So when you, it's not a deterrent per se, it's that they're very good at making state laws to say they can possess federal land. So just FYI there, which makes you, now you have to be the best study of representing your revocable rights. You have to be very good at it because they have a lot of time and they have a lot of attorneys, and that's their job, is to defend the state boundaries, etc. So that's the first thing I'll say. Can you possess parks that were previously identified by a territory that you're now calling a state? Absolutely. But you're now going to be the smartest land patentee ever, especially in Louisiana. If you look at the Louisiana history books, you'll notice there's been a few wars there. And a few other countries were in possession of many areas in Louisiana. Did you notice that?
No.
Right. So there's a reason people speak French in Louisiana, et cetera, et cetera. There's a reason we had Spanish wars there. Lots of things went on there. So as optimistic as I am about land patenting anywhere in the world, this one is, you're going to get all the attention you want if you do this one. Because they take the law very seriously. And the retainers. So that's my only caveat. Louisiana is rich for opportunities because they did use a lot of patents in homesteading. It's very, very successful. Nothing would please me more than homesteading Louisiana, New Orleans. I think some of those people deserve their own land. That's about all I have to say about that. But you need to become an expert if you want to do public land that is identified as state parks and recreation. Hope that helps. Thank you for your call very much. Very nice. All right. That one is going to be interesting. Let's see. We got another one. Let's go to line one, BBS Radio. Mike from New York. Information to pass on relating to a property found. Mike from New York on line one. Are you there?
I'm here. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, Mike.
So I spent the last couple of days at the local county clerk's office, the land records, and I've been doing some research and looking at land grants from the King and Queen of England. You would think that those aren't good anymore, but the very first Constitution of New York said that they are good, only certain ones that were granted, I think, after like July 10th or whatever, 1775, those were no good. So the ones beforehand, I guess, could be reclaimed, right, or patented. But then New York played some games. They passed a law saying, an attainder law, saying if you supported England in the war, then you were a loyalist. We have the right to come in and confiscate all of your property and sell it off at auction. They passed that law, I think it was like 17 or I don't know, at a certain date. But then the Treaty of Paris was signed, which said that the federal government would prevent the states from confiscating more law. And then after that became effective, then New York State started confiscating property from the loyalists. So the way I read it, you know, that was fraudulent. They couldn't do that. So anybody who had grants from the king for that, you know, certain period of time, would be able to step back in and reclaim those lands. And some of them are huge. They're like 20 miles long by 4 miles long. Another one that I'm in the middle of is 52,000 acres. So am I reading this correctly? Can we do that?
Right. So when we worked on this last, I wasn't in the last few people that are spearheading this, in the last couple of weeks, but where we drew the line is when the United States of America becomes independent, that's when the line is drawn for what and when and how you would homestead. So as sexy as it is to talk about, you know, how Mexico gave the land to California, et cetera, New York, the king, and whoever else, other royal families you want to cite, they don't own the United States of America. And so you draw the line right at the homestead date. That's where that would be your true succession, because they don't have any claim to the land anymore. Because you became even though you were incorporated as a country, you're still, the land patents removed you from that corporation anyway. So as long as you, the possession of the land is the primary focus, I don't see you have any problem if you start with the start date of the homesteading process. And you listed, how early was it? 1850s or 1840s?
The original land grant was 1680, yep. 1690.
Not the land grant, the homestead, the U.S. homestead. What date was that?
From what I can tell, we don't have them here in New York.
You haven't found one?
No.
Should be several. Okay, let's see here. And then that is the county again, please?
Westchester.
That's right. Sorry about that. Okay, so when you go to the regional Bureau of Land Management, you can't find any homesteads for that region. Is that correct?
I haven't gone there. They're not in New York.
No, no, they're not.
I think they're Virginia.
They are in Virginia. All right. Let the gang digest this real quick, and I'll get you some help. So the team is listening right now. So what they've spent a little bit of time in Virginia's wheelhouse there. So let's see how we do this week. Let's see if I can get you some answers.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Any other questions?
No, not now. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for being so thorough and efficient. I do love that. Thank you for your call. That really ties in well with the other New York people. That doesn't look like anyone wants to give back the Indian their land back. No, because we traded for beads. All right, I skipped around a little bit, I think, on your BBS radio. Let's see. Let's go. Did I miss Annette from Florida on line 5, missing land patents? Did I already line 5? Annette, are you there? All right. If I don't have Annette, it's probably because I fumbled the call list. We'll go to line 2 then, BBS Radio. Let's do Carrie from Maine, located in the original 13 colony and is unable to acquire their federal land patent and is asking for help. Okay, Carrie from Maine, are you there, Carrie?
Yes. Hi, Q. How are you? Nice to talk with you.
Good. Nice to hear from you.
As an aside, I just want to say I'm getting a lot of my memories back being in contact with you, and I just want to acknowledge that. I love it.
My great love to you. Thank you so much.
I got a call from Shannon McCrory after I left a message at his office. This is the northeastern states, and said I could not find on the site my original land patent. He said someone would get back to me in 48 hours, and that's 10 days ago. And I sent another email to his office, and the two emails he suggested that are on the BLM website, I haven't heard back. I've also tried to reach out to the Maine archive, but they haven't returned my calls either.
Well, I'd just go rob the place then.
So one more question. There's a foreclosure two properties away. And I'm thinking, if I finally get this through, can I just ask for that one? I have no relationship with this land, but it looks, it's overgrown, and obviously the bank took it over, I believe, in foreclosure. Is that something that I should pursue? I would love to pursue, but is that a smart idea?
Well, it's a tricky one, isn't it? Because you do have the – so I've said it over and over again. If we're not going to take succession to land, then we're never going to have succession. So in that perspective, I'd say when the dead guy is gone, there should be a successor. And this isn't to make light of our regenerating body. So I'm not trying to be flip here. I'm just saying – the reason homestead was given to us around the world is so when our population changed, we would always have land. So we were always supposed to have land. We never really owned it. We shared the succession process. So I'm not going to give you my opinion on the situation you just gave, but if you would just start looking at succession, not laws, regs, rules of a county and a state, when do we get freedom if we just have to get really good at explaining succession. So in your example, could you go cloud the title of a home that's in foreclosure that also is overlapping on your homestead? Could you explain that that parcel you're in possession of? Yes, you could. So I'm not going to endorse the process other than the due process of succession. So I'll be a little careful here. Does anybody going to care about what you're doing? Yeah, a lot of people are going to not like what you're doing because the banks want to sell the debt. And they're not very good at defending federal law. They're very good at defending county and state law, though. So I'll leave it at that. But I love these opportunities. Don't get me wrong. Really love these opportunities because at some point we have to be noble to the federal succession process. I'm not a fan of taking people's property away from each other. I'm just saying that we're supposed to always. Here's one I love talking about that I've said too many times. How many people are alive right now? Do you know? How many people are going to die today? How many people are going to be born today? All right. So now we come into life here and somebody's made a lot of rules for having a place to live is what I love us erring on. So where do I get to live? Well, as soon as you get a social security number, birth certificate, driver's license, job, and go through the mind control education system, then you can have a place to live. But now you need to make $1 million an hour to own anything here. So I, as long-winded as I am, how many people are coming into this reality? How many people are leaving? And how many are sustaining it? And so that's my big word today is succession is our God-given right. Wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
So that's it. Keep calling in. I'd really like to hear about this. Basically, that geography is very interesting to me. Maine, you should be some winds up there. I haven't looked at that one yet. We should be some federal patents that have been very successful there in the past 5 years. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your call. All right, let's see how I'm doing on time here. Let's see how I'm doing on time. Okay, that was Carrie from Maine. Thank you, Maine. Love me. Sherry from Wisconsin on line three. Wondering if Q has someone to help on the ground in Wisconsin. Sherry on line three from Wisconsin. Are you there, Sherry?
I am. Beautiful day to you.
Awesomeness to you. What's going on in Wisconsin? Give me a Wisconsin accent. Do I get an accent at all?
Yeah, nothing? I've been told I have an accent.
Okay. All right. Should have some snow there by now. How are we doing?
A little bit of snow, not too bad. I am looking for my own personal location. I wondered if there is a contact person here to maybe help find one in northeast Wisconsin.
All right, the gang and I will talk about that one. Let's see. I believe there is an individual in Michigan that can help you as well. So
okay.
I saw a couple go by my dashboard that originated in Michigan. I think USA Watchdog has a couple too. They're in Missouri, I believe. Let me go work on that and get back to you. Is that all right?
Okay. And do you also have any suggestions once I get my 160 acres to be the healthiest person that I can be. I do follow Billy and Jane and some of their suggestions. I just wondered if you had any more.
Well, I would keep breathing.
Okay.
That's funny, isn't it? The air seems to be good for us.
Yes, and I have done that. I found a guy who was teaching breathing. Yes.
Yeah. For me, I like learning from you in most cases. And what I am so proud of. I'm back.
Yeah. Okay.
So being out of time has been the most valuable tool you're ever going to find here, because the body and the spirit will work together and live a long time. So most of us should have no problem living to the age of 150. But if we're going to keep up with the drama, we're going to keep up with reactionary timelines, that's what gets us out of balance and in most cases sick. It's a very long story. You've heard me talk about it a lot, but getting out of time keeps you out of time. Hope that helps.
Okay. I do say the commands. So, okay. Wonderful.
Very good. Very good.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for your call. That one's interesting. Wisconsin. Let's see. We got one more from New Jersey. Let's see if we can fit this one in 5 minutes. Ken from New Jersey on line four. Update question on making sure they are on the right track. Ken from New Jersey.
Yeah, Ken. Thank you.
Hey, Ken, what's going on? Thank you so much for calling.
Doing the research. Well, my wife is really doing most of it. But anyway, I got a question because we've been backing up the deeds. So we've gotten back to like 1907. So on the property that I'm on. And I'm wondering if this is the way to do it, because from what I can tell, you know, when we called the BLM in Virginia, there are no like farmsteads or whatever here. So, is that the right approach, or are we wasting time here?
Okay, so say it one more time. In New Jersey, you have not found a Bureau of Land Management copy of your homestead. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. What is the first assignment of title there then? What's your first record?
We're back to 1907.
Has to be older than that. Has to be a lot older than that.
Okay. So we should just keep going back on the deed till what date?
Yeah, you want the first successor, get that identified, and then you've got a tool there.
Okay, the first successor. All right, so as far back
as we can get. That. Who sold what to who, and who gave what? If it's a land grant, great. If it's, you know, it could be a lot of different things. So you want that first succession.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, because we had, you know, there was, you know, it was all granted from the King of England back in the 1600s. So, all right. So that's fine. I just wanted to make sure that we should keep backing it up as far as we can go. My wife's going back out to the office next week. And all right, no problem. We're good.
Yeah, now you'll just recite that succession document. So you can still there's no problem in succeeding it. No one just has ever bothered to do the succession process. That's what I'm doing my best to explain.
All right, so as far back as we can go to what if it's still going to be a deed, so then I'm not following
we want the highest form of title.
Yeah, so that's going to be what we're going to do as far as plugging everything into your paperwork that you have on the website.
Yep, and I'll look forward. We'll look forward to helping you too. We just want you to get the origination of title, highest form of title, then you'll be able to use our toolkit.
All right. So in other words, so whoever, wherever the land grant was, at some point it was sold to somebody. That's where we got to go.
That's right. So somebody sold a portion of it to Jim and Bobby Boy, and then they made another title and another deed that would represent loan money, what have you. And now you can prove your succession is not the successor is the origination of succession is what you're going to put title to.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much for your call. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks,
this is very fun for me. This is very fun for me. Thank you so much. All right, BBS Radio, I'll take a quick break, and we'll get on to timelines in the next hour, where we're going to be talking about psionics, psychic attacks, and how they relate to timelines. Thank you, BBS. See you in a few minutes, everyone.